I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, we are all recruiters in strengthening European partnerships. The Air Force Recruiting Service's mission is to inspire, engage, and recruit the next generation of airmen and guardians. Those who are looking to help the future force can participate firsthand in events that enhance the Department of the Air Force's recruiting mission to the We Are All Recruiters or WEARS program.
All airmen, regardless of their Air Force specialty, can participate in the We Are All Recruiters program, which may grant individuals permissive TDY status if they participate in an event that directly enhances the recruiting mission. A WEAR event is an event where the interaction of Air Force personnel educates and increases public awareness of the Air Force and could potentially provide numerous leads for recruiters. Brigadier General Chris Amrine, Air Force Recruiting Service Commander, shared how members of Aviano can be a part of the WEAR program.
I would also offer that everybody that's in uniform is a recruiter. And that leads me into one of the opportunities for our airmen is the We Are All Recruiters. And it's an opportunity to go back to your hometown for up to 14 days of permissive TDY and go out and about, do a few recruiting events while you're there. You'll link up with one of our local recruiters. But that is the message, you know, as we try to reach all of America and reconnect is to be able to say, hey, if you're wearing a uniform, Air Force or Space Force, Active Guard or Reserve, we are all recruiters.
Amrine also says interested members should submit WEAR participation requests via the AFRS Standard Form 10 and return it to the Air Force Recruiting Service Public Affairs Office. I'm Master Sergeant Scott Freeman, AFN News.
Strengthening European partnerships. With your Air Force news, I'm Airman First Class Spencer Perkins. Secretary of the Air Force Frank Kendall traveled to Europe to strengthen international partnerships and visit airmen and guardians supporting NATO objectives in the U.S. European Command Area of Responsibility. The trip consisted of engagements with senior leaders in seven European nations, including Belgium, Sweden, Lithuania, and Latvia, to reinforce the indispensable alliance that ensures security in the region. Kendall focused on the department's priorities for the NATO alliance, including capitalizing on space as an operational domain, integrated air and missile defense, and the future of interoperable command and control. Kendall says, "The NATO alliance is the rock-solid cornerstone to security, and it's crucial to peace and stability that the Air Force and its European partners continue to work together to deter adversaries in the region." That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.